Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Edward. He didn't give me a specific topic. So what I'd like to do is cover a recent BBC video called Why Are There So Few Professional Women Gamers? And here's what the description under that video says, and I quote, "The number of female gamers is growing rapidly, with nearly half the world's gamers now women and girls. But whilst there are plenty of successful female influencers and personalities, few are making it in esports, the competitive side of video games. Research shared exclusively with the BBC has for the first time laid bare the lack of female success in esports, and found that there are no female players in the top 300 earners, and only a tiny fraction of the millions being won in competitions around the world is going to women. Our cyber reporter, Joe Tidy, speaks to female esports players to find out why there are so few women at the sharp end of gaming." Unquote. So that BBC report says that you have to scroll down to number 338 to see the first female on the list, named Scarlett. But get this, Scarlett is a trans woman. You have to give the BBC credit for trying to be inclusive by saying that. BBC, ironically, can also stand for Big Black and a third word which I'm going to leave out, so I don't get censored. It rhymes with flock. The next top female earner, or the first, depending on your perspective, isn't until 680. The video is mostly interviews with female gamers asking them about what's going on. The first one is with an Asian woman named Betty, that's trying to make it in a game called Dota 2. Very little of the 200 million in prize money from that game has gone to women, only $6,300. So you can see with all that money at stake, why women would be competing for it. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women trying to compete with men and beat them at computer games Clown World Show. The big black corporation in the UK asked four professional female gamers about what was going on, and one of them mentions that she's gaming full-time and plays for roughly 10 to 14 hours a day. But how many women do you know that have enough OCD to sit at work for that long? The reasons these women give for why women aren't winning are grounded in deluded thinking. They say that it's because of misogynistic culture in grassroots gaming. Then we hear a male player tell one of the women over the headpiece to get back onto the dishes. Of course, because there's so few female gamers, the women coming in are never going to be there in sufficient numbers to tone police those spaces. And that's why they've needed fake gaming women like Anita Sarkeesian to try and police the gaming industry. Betty, the Asian woman that was first interviewed, says that when it comes to guys interacting with her while she's playing, they either love her or they hate her. They either spew out simp talk or trash talk. It's a man's environment where we clearly have the advantage due to our lack of need to socialize with others and our biology. Women in esports can't seem to take responsibility for losing, so they end up blaming men. To fix the problem, there's also been a suggestion in Formula One esports to guarantee a spot for a woman in each race. But you know that means that it's just going to be a trainee being given pole position. In the race, that is. Many of them already know all about that. One of the girls says she wouldn't play games if there was a separate division for females and males. But why not? Is your answer because she won't get any attention in the game, either positive or negative, for men? What is it? She says that it wouldn't be any fun if he only had to play against women. This might be true for the top female players, but not all of them. She seems to evade giving a real, meaningful, but truthful answer. In my opinion, many young women are hoping to rise up in the gaming ranks so they can play the part of the female chameleon and snag a multi-million dollar earning male because they play the part of that female gaming chameleon. But none of them appear to have been able to get their cooches cracked open by a championship gamer. Plus, they don't mention that in women-only circles, the trash talk between women can be just as bad, if not worse. If there was a female-only league that besides the winners being trans men all the time, you'd probably see an exhibition tournament where you'd see 6-year-old gamers, male ones, beat the 20-year-old female ones, the way that male high school soccer teams beat the female national team in the United States. One of the gaming girls that plays 10 to 14 hours a day says that the reason women don't win is because it all comes down to money. She wants the game developers to support women with the resources that they need to rise up in the ranks. Obviously, that still won't be enough, and if she's already playing that much each day and has no life and is still not cracking into the top 1,000 gamers worldwide, then you know there's a problem. The game isn't rigged. The biology is rigged. These women are begging. They want a coach, analyst, and manager. In the end, none of that matters because of the science. Of course, you're sexist these days if you bring up biological differences between men and women. You can't bring up the science that women are generally poorer at spatial perception and hand-eye coordination. Women are also not as competitive as males. Women can't become the highest money earners in that field, so they're freaking out, because they've been taught that gender is a construct, and because they aren't winning cash and prizes, they are convinced that there must be some sort of systemic oppression. Then maybe it's the types of games. Maybe they're designed for men to play instead of women. They can't look at gender differences because gender is a theory, even though the evidence is there in the differences in male and female brains and bodies. So there has to be something else, like the pixel patriarchy, oppressing women on screen. They mention trash talk, but that's such a minor part of things, and every guy also receives it. Also, men are obsessed with things, and women are obsessed with people. All that many of the top video game players, the guys, do all day is to sit and play games with all their free time, with no time to socialize. Women generally want to live a more balanced lifestyle and still be the best. Of course, a few women are willing to spend that 10 to 14 hours a day in front of their screens, but that's a very tiny minority. Women butting their nose in traditionally male fields like politics, STEM fields, and gaming is about religion, which is now moving into the realm of politics and science. When people in the West threw out their faith, it didn't just go away. It got transferred onto other things. All those women that used to chase people that weren't dressed properly and playing the part of the fashion police now need to police men's behavior in other ways. I suspect that women will push for a redesign in the types of games being created by the industry. But no one is willing to bring up the question of why can't women accept that they're better at other games in life? Women already have their relationship game, which they're better at than men. If divorce courts were a video game, then no man would make it in the top 300 with regards to divorce settlements. Yet you won't see any big black corporations' videos asking, how can we make it so that more men come away with equal amounts of money after a divorce? That, of course, would be unfair. Or we can't question those once upon a man beating up women in UFC. Or why are boys better than math than women? When I was taking calculus in high school, in a class of 30, there were only 5 girls, and only 2 of them managed to pass the class. Even I barely passed the class. It was so difficult. It all seems to come down to something called the Pareto distribution or principle, where more men are higher IQ or at the top of the spectrum, and women tend to gather somewhere around the middle. The average woman is not exactly dumb, but her intelligence level isn't as good as the top males, and nothing will ever change that. Men have evolved to be complex problem solvers by nature. So if women want to change things, then maybe they should breed with dumber men and weed out the intelligent males from the gene pool so that they can finally win at video games. Maybe they can play eugenics with who they choose to impregnate them. The BBC claims that their piece is filled with research. As far as I can see, it's filled with biased interviews and doesn't even ask a single man why he thinks that guys are better at esports than women. At the very least, they could have asked that trans man. But he's probably too busy banging the keyboard with his boobs to be willing to do the interview for the boob tube. So what's going to happen to female gamers? They'll probably do more pieces like this one for the BBC and get more attention. Women also tend to be far more self-conscious than men, so unless they can become the best at something right away, they won't do it because it's shameful. Plus, think of all the shaming language guys have had to endure for years for sitting in their mother's basements playing video games. Now it comes out that some of those guys are pulling in millions of dollars from that basement, and women want some of that action. There's a saying I've heard many times from Jewish fathers about their kids at bar mitzvahs, and that is that the truth is that statistically, it's more likely that their kid will end up owning a professional NHL hockey team than it is for them to play for one. So maybe for female gamers, they need to accept that it's more likely that they're going to date or marry a professional male gamer instead of being one themselves. I'm predicting one day pro gamers will make more money than pro athletes. And the problem for women trying to get their attention is they can't exactly go to their nearest sports stadium and stand outside the locker room waiting for their breasts to be autographed. The male gamers are a lot harder to show off skin to and get their attention. You can see women's dilemma in this particular situation. They can't rise up in the ranks to play the role of the female chameleon, and they can't exactly get the same access that women do with regards to pro athletes. There are, however, stadiums where there are tons of female fans trying to get those gamers' attention. But that's died down during the coup. They don't have the same access that they would have only a few years ago. So I'd imagine that many more women are getting jabbed just so they can increase the places they can go for their dating prospects. Where are women supposed to go date or meet for hookups if they can't go to a bar, restaurant, or nightclub? In the end, nothing will happen when it comes to women in esports. No one cares that they aren't making it to the top. The most they can hope for is to successfully shame game developers, to give them money for coaches and trainers, and then instead of spending that money for help on their gaming skills, they use that money for other things. Pretty much what Anita Sarkeesian pulled off, where she got $1 million to make a few videos, but pocketed most of the money and paid herself a salary for most of that cash that was donated to her. If you're bad at something and you're a female, claim that you're the victim. Ask for money and people will more often than not give it to you. Maybe these gamer girls interviewed by the BBC or Big Black Smash Corporation can start a Kickstarter or Patreon page and beg for some help. They'll probably get it. Just so that everyone knows, I'm not a gamer, but I do enjoy games that provide me with an immersive environment, like the original World of Warcraft. The list of the top 500 gamers the BBC shared also has a lot of Chinese gamers on it. I'm sure now that they've limited their game time for their younger males under 18, it's going to destroy the prospects for a lot of these young Chinese males. Why doesn't the BBC cover that story instead? Isn't it noteworthy to show how men in the communist country are being oppressed and it's costing them millions of dollars in lost earnings? Aren't these guys just as big of victims as women in the West? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Edward for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that women would be the best gamers in the world if their controllers were shaped like dildos and vibrators. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Big Black Cock Corporation and their agenda against males away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.